ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
And we have five remarkable categories for this particular run of the Mighty Challenge. They are animals in space, gladiators, measuring equipment, three-letter words, and famous sporting grounds. Straight off the bat, George is in Frio. George, welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm good. George, where do you want to kick off? What would be the category that you want to start with?
Let's try three-letter words, please.
Three-letter words, and the first one off the line is, what is the name given to the central part of a wheel or a centre of activity?
The centre. I'll say a wheel. Hub.
Hub is exactly what we were looking for. Three-letter words. First one out of the way. Hub, the central part of a wheel. George, are we staying with three-letter words? Are we moving on to a different category?
Yeah.
We're going to stick with that. What is a three-letter synonym for a dandy or a popinjay?
What was the first thing?
For a dandy or a popinjay. A three-letter synonym for a dandy or a popinjay.
Well, I think a dandy, it's like someone who's, probably not going to come to me in time, dandy. Dandy or popinjay? Dandy is like a person who's, dresses flashy. I can't think of it offhand.
Thank you for kicking it off, George. I really appreciate it. George was in Fremantle. We'll go to Anna, who's in, Anne in Caulfield. I'll get that right. Anne, welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, how are you going?
Anne, I'll give you the question again because we're on the second question of the three-letter word category. And it is, what is a three-letter synonym for a dandy or a popinjay?
Oh, God.
That is also a three-letter word, but not the one we're looking for.
Ego, I would think, but an ego isn't a person. An ego is what they have.
Stab in the dark.
Can I have a clue, please?
Oh, no. No, I will be hounded to the gates of hell and back if I start giving out clues, Anne. I'm so sorry.
Well, just give me a few seconds.
I'll happily give you a few seconds. I'll let you know that there's Rachel in Kilmore who's coming through. She's got it correct. M in Mortlake has got it correct as well. Trish has got it correct on the text line. So is Laurella and Adrian, of course.
You know what? This is the topic I would have picked. I used to be an English teacher. I know words. I play all these word games. And if you think I could think of it,
Are you gonna have a guess on it, Anne?
I know it's wrong, but it's in the realm of ego, but a person with an ego, but. I can't. Sorry. Don't be sorry at all.
No. I know what it's like when you just can't reach the word right on the tip of your tongue. Sorry, Anne. We'll have a crack at Sophie in Glen Iris. Sophie, the question
is,
what is a three-letter synonym for a dandy or a popinjay?
I've been thinking while I've been on the line, but the only thing I can come up with is a gad, G-A-D.
Gad is so close, and unfortunately not the one we're looking for, though. But thank you. That was Sophie and Glen Iris. How about Suzanne, the travelling granny, correct on the text line. Brendan, correct on the text line as well. So is Top Cat in the Wit Sundays. Let's see if Trevor in Croydon Park can get it right. Trevor, do you need the question again?
No, I think I'm...
Well, I guess it's just as good with or without the question.
All right. Well,
and I think it's a fop.
A fop is exactly what I was looking for. Trevor, thank you very much. Very old school term, fop and pop and Jay and dandy and everything in between. Are we staying with three letter words?
What or? I say, old chap. What?
Yes, what ho? What ho? This is where we're getting in with cads and gads and everything in between on the text line as well. Yeah. Would you like to stay in this category? Would you like to hear the categories again?
Yeah.
You going to stay?
Yes.
All right.
Three letter words.
Which three letter word means farewell in Latin?
Ave.
Ave is exactly correct. Staying in this category, moving away. Do you want to hear the categories again, Trevor?
No, I think we've got two left, if I'm right.
You have only got two left. You are doing a better job counting than I was on this one. So, in the category of three-letter words, the next question is, what is the only chemical element with a three-letter name in English?
I'm sure I'll kick myself when I hear it.
You got some good thinking noises there.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry at all, Trevor. You did a good run on that. We've nearly cleared out three-letter words, Trevor in Croydon Park. Mark's on the road. Mark, I can give you the question again.
I think I heard it, but just mention it again.
No, it's an absolute pleasure to do it. What is the only chemical element with a three-letter name in English?
Plutonium?
Plutonium is not a three-letter word, so no. We are looking for three-letter words on this one, but thank you, Mark. Trev in Surfer's Paradise. Trev, the question, which is turning into a bit of a stumper at the moment, what is the only chemical element with a three-letter name in English?
Well, since I thought I was going to come on after Trev from Croydon Park, who is something approaching a genius. I was hoping you'd get it. I've gone through the alphabet and gotten to K and haven't got anywhere. Yeah, K, no, PQR.
We are getting some correct answers in on the text line. So people do know it. Bernadette's getting it right. I'm seeing Diana getting it correct as well. You going to have a crack at it, Trev?
No, look, if it was four-letter words, I'd give you a whole lexicon.
Please don't.
We could be for hours about four-letter elements. But God. You've gotten Trev from Surfer's Paradise here at a subject he thought he's good with words, but three-letter words. And if he would have said periodic table, I would have said, yeah, but you've combined them both and beaten the pants off me.
Well, mate, I really appreciate you coming in to have a chat about it. Anyway, Trev in Surfer's Paradise, getting stumped by the question that seems to be the stumbling block at the moment. Steve, hello and welcome to Nightlife.
Stevie. Thank you.
Steve, the question is, what is the only chemical element with a three-letter name in English?
Jeez, I just kicked my toe on this one. It's not all, no. A little bit less class than the dude from the Gold Coast. I'm going to pass as well.
You're going to pass as well. Steve, this is a surprising stumper, I have to say. If you think you might know this, it is 1-300-800-222. Ed, who's in Perth, on the text line, getting it correct. Chris in Altona, getting it correct on the text line. In fact, the text line is nothing but this word at the moment. Loz, do you think you have it in the bag?
I think I do have it, actually, but I just want to make sure Are we talking about the actual name of the element or its abbreviation?
We're talking about the actual name of the element in English.
It's got to be tin.
It is tin. Tin is the only chemical element with a three-letter name in English. Thank you for toppling it.
I think it has a completely different, I think it's like an S or something for the abbreviation of it.
Anyway. It does. Same as like LEDs, PB and all this sort of stuff. So the abbreviations, no. I don't think there are any three-letter abbreviations in the periodic table.
So, right, no,
would you like to stick with three-letter words? I'm just going to run through the categories again so everyone knows. So we've got three-letter words, only one question remaining. We have famous sporting grounds untouched at this moment. We have animals in space, gladiators and measuring equipment.
I might regret it, but we'll try and knock over this category.
Oh, okay. Which word can both be a casual hip-hop greeting or to eat your evening meal?
Sup.
Sup is what we're looking for, and we are saying goodbye to three-letter words. Loz, well done. That's two for you. Where would you like to go to? What's your next category?
Gladiators, please.
Gladiators is the one we are looking at now. Which Australian gladiator from the TV series shared his name with the Roman god of fire and blacksmiths?
Which Australian... Was that the show where they do all the sporting...
That was the show Gladiators. That was the show Gladiators from back in the day.
And also, what's the name that shares the name with the Greek god of what?
The Roman god of fire and blacksmithing.
Rome, fire. I did study Rome stuff at school, but I don't know about the show Gladiators. Is it Apollo?
It is not Apollo, but Loz, you helped us clear out tin and three-letter words, so thank you for that. We'll take it over to Jim, who's in Banksia Park in South Australia. Jim, the question, the first one we're trying to knock out for gladiators. Which Australian gladiator from the show Gladiators shared his name with the Roman god of fire and blacksmithing?
I had tin covered, but I got no idea on this one.
Tin, we were waiting for tin to tumble. We were waiting for someone to take it off the board. It's all gone now. Do you want to have a guess on this one?
No, I'll just... No,
I'll Jim, it's all good. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Rachel, Bruce, Jim, Ray, Lorella, BT, there's a lot on the text line getting it correct. We'll go to George, who's in Lakemba. George, welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, g'day there.
George, do you need the question again?
Hang on, I'll just take your speaker.
Thank you very much. That would be lovely.
Yeah. No, I did watch this show a few times.
And, you couldn't get away from it.
Rather large, well-muscled man with of a dark complexion and long sort of dreadlocky hair, and his name was Vulcan.
Vulcan is the wild man of the team. 29 years old, 115 kilos. He's big and tough. He's not one to mess with. Vulcan takes no prisoners.
This is not a spectator sport.
Gladiators. Vulcan was absolutely what we were looking for, George. Do you remember Planet Hollywood in Sydney, George?
I visited there more than once.
Yeah, so when they did the big opening of that back in the 90s, Vulcan was one of the celebrities, in inverted commas, to walk the red carpet. That's how big the TV show Gladiators was back in the day.
And he shared it, I remember, with, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Jackie Chan, I think, was there.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves' band played, and Jean-Claude Van Damme rode a motorbike down the red carpet.
That's right.
George, are you staying with Gladiators, or do you want to move categories?
What have we got?
We've got animals in space, we've got measuring equipment, and we've got famous sporting grounds.
Oh, I've got famous sporting grounds.
Famous sporting grounds it is. George in Lakemba. For the second correct answer, I hope, which stadium has hosted the Olympics, FIFA World Cup qualifiers, and the 1992 Cricket World Cup?
Okay. Well, you think it would be
Australian. So FIFA World Cup qualifiers, Olympics. Well, it could be actually the Sydney Olympic Stadium. Just trying to remember if the 1992 World Cup was held there. I don't know which World Cup it was, of course. Are you talking about a Cricket World Cup? Or?
I'm talking about the 1992 Cricket World Cup.
Right. Well, these days it could be the 50 over or the T20, but I don't know if the T20 was around then, so it would be 50 over. Well, I would go, because it could be the MCG and it could be the SCG. Oh, sorry, the Sydney Olympic Stadium. So, I'll go the Sydney Olympic Stadium.
Not the one we were looking for, sadly, George, but thank you. Andrew on the text line, BT again. I'm seeing Adrian and a few people getting this one right. Greg's in Palmerston. Greg, how's your evening? How's your morning? How's everything in between? How are you doing?
Yeah, look, I had Vulcan, yeah, and I had him, yeah.
How are you feeling about famous sporting grounds in that case?
Yeah, okay, it's cricket, yeah.
So,
the 1992 World Cup, I'm kind of thinking South Africa, but I don't.
It is, so the whole question again, because it is, which stadium has hosted the Olympics, FIFA World Cup qualifiers, and the 1992 Cricket World Cup?
Okay, look, I'll go Lords.
It is not Lords. Apologies for that. Greg, thank you very much. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. If you think you know the answer to this, you could be right in. Helen in Healesville. Helen, do you know the answer? Are you ready to have the question again? Tell me what you need. I'm here to make your experience on the Mighty Challenge fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I had no idea, though, so I'll just try. I know it's wrong, but I'll try the MCG.
It's not wrong. The MCG was exactly what we were looking for.
Amazing.
Thank you, Darren, who's on the text line as well. Rama on the text line. Spud, Elizabeth, a whole bunch of people getting that right. Helen, we can stay on famous sporting grounds. We can move ourselves over to measuring equipment, to gladiators, or to animals in space?
Measuring equipment.
Measuring equipment it is. Frequently used in food processing, a saccharometer measures the concentration of what?
Sugar.
Sugar is absolutely right. You are into your second correct answer. Where are we going? Staying with measuring equipment or moving on?
Staying with measuring equipment, please.
In mathematics, what does a protractor measure?
Oh, I've used one.
We were made to angle? In school. Angles is, well, degrees of an angle, I will take that.
Oh, thank you.
I will take that. Degrees of an angle is exactly what I was looking for. Helen, three in a row. Where are we going to now?
Same topic, please.
Same topic. In electronics, what does an ammeter measure?
Current.
Yes, electrical current is correct. Helen, you're on a bit of a roll here. Helen, are we staying on measuring equipment? Are we moving to animals in space? Are we going to gladiators? Or are we heading back to famous sporting grounds?
Measuring equipment.
All right, we've only got two questions left in this category. We are powering through. In liquids, what does an ebulliometer measure?
And viscosity?
I'm happy to spell it for you if you want me to. What did you say? Viscosity? Helen, no, I'm so sorry, but thank you very much. Helen from Healesville. I've lost, unfortunately, my next caller, who was Norman in Shepparton. Norman, come back. I need more Shepartonians on here. We'll go to Chris in Dubbo South, one of my other old stomping grounds. Chris, welcome to Not Life.
How you going, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you? The question, in measuring equipment, in liquids, what does an ebulliometer measure?
Oh, I'm pretty stumped on this one, I reckon.
It's not an easy one. I reckon it might be the hardest question we've got on this particular edition of the Mighty Challenge. We know it's not viscosity of liquids.
Well, density is all I got.
It's not density either, unfortunately. Chris, thank you. I think this might be the tricky one for this evening. So 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222 if you think you can get it right. Even on the text line, Roses got it right. Not a lot of other people, actually. This does look like it might be a bit of a stumper here. In liquids, what does an ebulliometer measure? Let's go to Bernie, who's in Launceston. Bernie. Hello.
Too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah, too hard.
Too hard. You're not going to have a guess. Not going to have a guess.
Something in water.
It's something to do with liquids.
Yes. Measuring the solid part that's in the water, is it?
It is not, unfortunately. A few people on the text line. Like I said, I think actually Rosa might be the only person who's got this right so far. But thank you, Bernie. We'll go to Bo, who's in Heathcote. Bo, very big welcome back to Nightlife. How are you?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Have you got the one you didn't want to get?
I was actually hoping for measuring equipment, but this one has got me stumped.
This one is genuinely tough, and I wouldn't have even known where to begin with it.
The only thing I can think of is to measure either the freezing or the boiling point.
Do you want to pick one of those two?
Is one of them right?
I'm not going to tell you that. It's just, yeah. You can start running through every single thing that a liquid has in common with anything else if you wanted to.
I'll say boiling point.
Burning point is correct. Boiling point is correct.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, indeed. I thought that was going to stump us for a very long time. Well done on that, Bo. So,
well, that was a fluke because I would have said viscosity too, would have been my guess.
Genuinely, I think Ray and Rosa and Jim are the only people who got it right. Maybe Adrian as well. And Adrian, if you've said it correctly and I've missed it, it's only because the text line tonight, wow. Looks like a stock market ticker. Bo, we've got one question left in measuring equipment, or you can move on to a different category, and I can give them to you again if you need.
Yes, please.
You have animals in space. We've got gladiators. One question, as I said, in measuring equipment, or we have a couple of questions left in famous sporting grounds.
I think I'll be equally bad at all of them. I may as well stay with measuring equipment.
All right. In surveying, what instrument is used to measure angles between visible points on the horizon and vertical planes?
I don't believe I actually know this. A theodolite.
A theodolite is completely correct. Thank you very much. I once knew someone who was very famously precise. They wanted everything to just be as perfect as possible, and they borrowed a theodolite to put up their mailbox because they wanted it to be as straight as possible.
That is seriously OCD.
They knew what they wanted and they were willing to work for it. And that is the main one. All right, we have to move categories now.
Have they heard of a spirit level?
It wasn't good enough. The Theodolite was going to be absolutely perfect. Animals in space, gladiators, or famous sporting grounds? Where would you like to head?
Well, judging by the last gladiator question, that's the last one on the list. Try animals in space.
Animals in space it is. All right, Bo. Meaning Barker in Russian, what was the name of the dog that was the first living creature to orbit the Earth?
Laika.
Laika is absolutely correct. Thank you very much. Where are we going? Staying in animals in space?
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to bomb out on one of them anyway, so keep going.
Pigs in Space was a recurring segment on which family entertainment series?
Oh, God. Pigs in Space. That was the Muppets.
And now, Pigs in Space. Featuring the master of the swine trek, the intrepid and well-fed Link Hogthrob. And as first mate and second in command, the very cute and extremely dangerous Miss Piggy.
B, Bo, absolutely correct. It was the Muppet Show that we were looking for. You feeling like you want to stay with animals in space? It's doing well for you?
Yeah, why not?
Which country launched the cat Felicette into space in 1963?
What was the cat's name, sorry?
Felicette.
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 1963.
Mm.
Well, the Russians had already done the dog. I'll say it was the Yanks.
It was not America, but thank you, Bo. Stay safe on the roads as well. Appreciate your time. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. We've still got questions. We've wiped out a couple of categories. We still have animals in space. We've barely touched gladiators, and we've barely touched famous sporting grounds as well. It could be anybody's game tonight on the Mighty Challenge. Sam, you're in Harvey and WA. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, we're in animals in space. This is where you've been left. Which country launched the cat Felicette into space in 1963?
Oh, I have a guess. I'm probably wrong. But before I go answer, I just wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas too. That's really nice. So what do you got planned?
Yeah. Oh, nothing much. Got the kids and the grandkids coming around.
Lovely.
Yeah. So what was the question again?
The question was, which country launched the cat Felicette into space in 1963?
Probably wrong. I'll say Russia.
It was not Russia. We just had Russia. No, we didn't have Russia. It was not Russia. Sorry, Sam, but I hope you have a fantastic Christmas. Thank you very much. Rachel, Brendan, the usual suspects, Jess, Maria, Elaine. Amanda and Ray in the Bay, all getting it correct on the text line. We've got a Joe who's in Mudgee, one of the most beautiful parts of New South Wales, one of the most beautiful parts of Australia as well. Joe, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Which country launched the cat Felicette into space in 1963?
I didn't know we'd put any cats into space.
Yeah, I've got to admit, this was news to me as well.
Felicette to me sounds a bit French.
France would be the correct answer on that one. So congratulations. Your instincts were absolutely correct. We can stay with animals in space. We can move you over to gladiators, and we can take you over to famous sporting grounds. And that's what we've got left in terms of the categories.
I do like my sports, so let's try the sporting grounds.
Let's go sporting grounds. Madison Square Garden is located in which New York borough?
Oh, I thought you'd say American City. I could have given you that.
No, we're getting trickier on that one. This is for the serious players.
Oh, there's five of them. Let's go for Brooklyn.
It is not Brooklyn, Joe. I'm so sorry, but thank you. And, appreciate you calling in to have a play. We'll take it over to Luke, who's in Brisbane. Luke, how's your night?
Hello, Nick.
Are you well?
Yeah, I was just going to say I was a surveyor's assistant once upon a time, and we just called that instrument the jigger.
Right, okay.
I never knew it was called that, whatever the, what was the name, the Theo?
The Theodolite. You never knew it was called the Theodolite. I love it.
Yeah. So Aussies call it a jigger, I think. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Did you ever have to lend one out so someone could get their mailbox completely straight?
No. I was the guy just holding the pole for the surveyor to do his work. So.
It's a hard job on that one. So the question we've got, we're in famous sporting grounds, and I should say that I'm seeing Anne, I'm seeing Jim, I'm seeing Top Cat, I'm seeing Brendan, Gail, all getting this correct. Madison Square Garden is located in which New York borough? And we know it's not Brooklyn.
It'd have to be Manhattan.
It would absolutely be Manhattan. Congratulations on that one. Thank you very much. You ever been over to New York?
No, I wanted to go see David Letterman, but that's...
you might have missed that one, unfortunately.
Uh, I could try and see Stephen Colbert before he gets the axe.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. He's on his way out, isn't it? All right, are we staying on famous sporting grounds, Luke, or are we moving over to animals in space or gladiators?
Yeah, let's stick with the sporting grounds, please.
Let's stick with the sporting grounds. The Hill and the Northern Mound are parts of which Australian stadium?
The Hill. I feel like this is Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Oval is absolutely correct. That is exactly what we were looking for. Luke, where are we going?
So they're run out now, have they?
No. I'm just giving you the option. You can keep going on this. We've got two questions left in famous sporting grounds. We've got two questions left in animals in space. And people are very, very shy of gladiators. We've only answered one question there.
I'll stick with the sporting grounds.
Stick with the sporting grounds, all right. Which cricket ground is owned by the Marylebone Cricket Club?
Oh, now this is one of the two in London. I think it's the Oval.
It's not the Oval. I'm so sorry. Look, you had a really good run on that one, and I appreciate it. We'll take it over to Roz in South Australia, who probably wishes she was answering the Adelaide Oval question. Roz, how are you?
Yeah, well, look what the South Australians did.
Look what they did.
Mr. Head.
I'm sorry.
What a man.
Which cricket ground is owned by the Marylebone Cricket Club is the question we're on, Roz.
Marylebone Stadium. I don't know, somewhere maybe in India. Can you please say the question again?
I can indeed. Which cricket ground is owned by the Marylebone Cricket Club?
I'm trying to think of in India. I don't know, Jaipur. I've got, honestly, no idea.
That's okay. We'll leave it there. You're being very honest and I appreciate it. What am I saying over here? Yes, Ray in the Bay, Elizabeth. Chris is getting it right. Diane's getting it right. Adrian's getting it right. Susan in Hobart's getting it right. Harry, all the usual suspects you'd expect. Sue, are you ready for this? Are you feeling comfortable with some cricket grounds? Do you...
No, but it's what I'm stuck with.
It is unfortunate. The rules of this game, very, very tough, aren't they?
They are.
All right. Do you need the question again or are you happy to have a stump at it?
No, hearing it again won't help me. I'll have a go at the Oval.
So I'll let you have another one because we've already had the Oval and it wasn't that.
Sorry.
No, don't be. I should have led with that. That's on me.
Okay, Trafford.
Not Trafford either. We know it's not the Oval and it's not Trafford, but thank you. John in Maroubra. John, how are you?
Good. I think it might be Lords.
It is absolutely Lords. Thank you for wiping that one out. You've taken the wicket on it. John. We've got one question left in famous sporting grounds, or we can move on to two questions left in animals in space and quite a run left in gladiators.
Oh, I think I better stick to sporting grounds. I don't know much about the rest.
All right. Carrara Stadium is the current home ground of which AFL club?
Carrara, is it?
It is.
Yeah, I think it's the Suns.
It is indeed the Gold Coast Suns. Well done. You are two in. And you have wiped out famous sporting grounds. Where would you like to move to?
Well, we've got animals in space.
Animals in space and gladiators.
Gladiators, maybe. Animals. I think animals. We'll try them.
What is the name of Doctor Who's robot dog?
Oh, God. I said I'd bomb out on this. I've absolutely no idea.
No idea. Just, not even going to have a guess?
I guess, Doctor Who, let's say Winston.
It is not, that's a very good guess, but it's not Winston. John, thank you. Betty's in Dapto. Betty, how is your night, morning, evening, everything in between? Are you well?
Yes, I'm well, thanks, Nick.
Do you need the question again, Betty?
No, not really. You can give it to me again if you don't mind.
Oh, I'd love to. What is the name of Doctor Who's robot dog?
Well, I've never watched Doctor Who, so this is very difficult.
You know, it is quite a tricky question if you're not a fan of the show, that's for sure.
No, I'm not a fan of the show. What about Bow Wow?
Bow Wow, it's not. But also a good guess. Winston and Bow Wow. Betty, thank you. Anne, yes, you are correct. Harry, yes, you are correct. Maria, yes, you are correct. Everyone on the text line is very good. You should give a call. 1-300-800-222. Rob's in Elton. Rob, the question is, if you're feeling confident about it, what is the name of Doctor Who's robot dog? Can you help us out?
It's K-9.
K-9, yes, thank you. Were you a fan of the show or?
Love the show, mate.
The new stuff or the old stuff? The new stuff or the old stuff, Rob?
The new stuff's actually a lot better. Yeah. Love the female Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, no, I really enjoyed that as well. Although I think my age, it was the third Doctor who was on TV when I was a kid. It was famously a bit spooky when you were younger, the old stuff as well, but I still really loved it. We have one question left in Animals in Space, and we have a lot of questions left in Gladiators. Where would you like to go?
Please give me the Gladiator question.
Oh, thank you. Come on, we've only had one of them so far. I don't know why everyone's so shy. Rob, who directed the 2000 film Gladiator?
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott, yes. Thank you. Absolutely correct. Ridley Scott is what we are after on that. Are you staying with Gladiators or do you want to wipe out Animals in Space?
Gladiator.
Okay.
Give me the Gladiators.
Which Australian gladiator shared his name with the main character of the 2000 film Gladiator?
Maximus.
Maximus is absolutely correct. Rob, you're doing very well here. We're staying with Gladiators?
Yep, stay with the Gladiators.
Oof. The word gladiator is derived from a Latin word for which type of weapon?
It's a short sword called a gladius.
It is absolutely correct. Hey, this is the final Gladiator question if you want to stay with it.
I'd love to stay with the final Gladiator question.
All right, Rob. Who played Spartacus in the 1960 movie of the same name?
I'm too young.
You're too young?
I'm too young.
You're too young. You're too young and fresh. You even like the new Doctor Who. Rob, thank you, though. I appreciate you coming through. You did really, really well. We've got ourselves down to the final two questions. Liz. Final two questions, and it's the final question of Gladiators. Who played Spartacus?
I think it's Charlton Heston.
It was not Charlton Heston. Liz, I'm so sorry, but thank you. Who's getting it right over here? No one on the text line so far. We'll try Barry instead. Barry, the question is, who played Spartacus in the 1960 movie?
He was in The Man from Snowy River. I can see his face as flat as David. It just won't come to me. Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas is what we were looking for.
Could we have won Spartacus? Could we ever have won?
Yeah, just by fighting them, we won something. When just one man says, no, I won't, Rome begins to fear.
Do you know what this means, Barry? This is the final question of tonight's challenge, and we're back to Animals in Space. And the question is, launched into space in January 1961, what type of primate was Ham?
Well, it's a monkey.
I need more specifics.
I'm trying to think. Let's see, there's gibbons, orangutans, what's the other? Bonobo.
Bonobo? Is that your answer, Barry?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm afraid that's not correct, Barry. I'm so sorry. We'll go to Ben. Ben, this is the final question. You could take this if you want it. Launched into space in January 1961, what type of primate was Ham?
Was he a chimpanzee?
He was absolutely a chimpanzee. Ben, congratulations. Have you won before?
Never, mate, no.
Oh, I'm really glad to be here for it. Well done on you.
That's fantastic.
Oh, congratulations. And thank you. I'm getting a lot of correct answers coming through on the text line as well. Ben, what are you doing for Chrissy and New Year's? Are you getting a bit of time off?
Yeah, a bit of time off. Just got the family coming over from WA, so.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
It's going to be great.
Because where are you? You're Belgrave, yeah?
Yeah, Belgrave South, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Lovely. All right. And just do a bit of a family run?
Yeah, big family get together. So it's going to be great.
All right. Well, have a really fun time with it. Stay on the line. We'll get all of your details and make sure, unfortunately, the fridge magnet will not be there for when, you know, the family are there as well. But can I just say a genuinely massive thank you to people who are coming through on this. I'm having a huge amount of fun slowly getting my handle on how this works. And I did ask the right amount of questions this time. Quite proud of myself.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.